Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's up, you guys? Welcome here to Fightful.com. I am Jeremy Lambert, and there you see her. She will be in action, WWE Survivor Series, challenging Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship. She is Zoe Stark. Zoe, how are you doing today?
I'm great, and I'm super excited for Saturday. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Looking forward to this match. You know, earlier this year, there was a report you got rave reviews from WWE for the work you have done and, you know, your resiliency coming back from the injury, working with Trish and everything. And since then, saw you in Saudi Arabia. You were in the title match, big title match this weekend. How does it feel to get a little bit of validation from the company being in this position?
It feels great because you growing up always wanting to become a WWE superstar, you never really would think that would get to that point where you're getting recognition from the officials of WWE. So it's absolutely amazing to be able to get that. It's heartwarming, you know, it tells you you're doing something right.
Is there any type of mentality change? This is your first, I believe, singles match on the pay-per-view. You know, you've done a lot of premium live event matches, but this is the first singles one. Any type of mindset change being in a singles match?
No, man. Like for me, every match, I'm just fully focused, no matter if it's singles match or fatal five way. So it's just now it's Rhea and I think we're going to be hitting each other very hard. You know, we're going to be killing each other. So it'll be a fun, exciting match.
You were in a hard hitting fair at Crown Jewel. And one of the spots that kind of went viral at Crown Jewel, you jumped over the top rope to the outside, took out the cameraman on this. when you saw that, what did you think?
I just started laughing because so the guy who fell, his name's Stu. He's amazing at what he does, and he was telling me that he just got kind of wrapped up into the cords and kind of fell. So I thought, it's a great shot no matter what happened. I'm glad he got it because I've always thought those kind of camera angles are amazing when you see somebody dive.
Yeah, it came off great because he's just on the ground and he's still shooting it. Yeah. Like they didn't switch off of him or anything. Wait, is this the same? This is the infamous Stu that John Cena gives the shout out to?
John Cena Stu, yep.
Oh,
the infamous
my gosh.
Stu.
Did Cena say anything? Like, what are you doing taking out my guy?
No. He did not. No, but Stu had a lot to say when he when I saw him after.
Did you notice in the moment that he had fallen?
No, I had no idea. I didn't know until I got to the back and people were saying that I knocked over poor Stu. And I was like, I was nowhere near the guy. How was I? Like, what? So I didn't know until after.
It turned out to be a great, great moment on there. That was one moment. That was one moment that went viral recently. Another one that happened earlier was your hardcore match against Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus throws the chair and it's you, and you just give her a look of, what are we doing here, Trish?
You can't even plan that. Like, if we were to plan that, she would have missed.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's one of those weird things that she just was putting all the chairs in and everything, and then as I turn around, a damn chair comes flying at my head, and I'm just more baffled of what just happened. I was like, how did I even get to this position where Trish Stratus is throwing chairs into the ring and nails me with one perfectly?
Did you say anything to her? She say anything to you afterwards?
No. We just moved on from it. It's just what I did hear that people in the back were like, kind of like, you know, you hit Zoe in the head with a chair, right? And she was like, no, like she was so focused in what she was doing that she didn't realize, which is hilarious. So.
That was a funny moment from that match, but that was a great match overall. Yeah. Like, how were you feeling after that match? Because I know that was one where the crowd was into it. I think it got good reviews from backstage, certainly good reviews online. Like, how did you feel after the match against Becky?
I felt great. That was my first main event match, and to be able to do it with Becky Lynch in a Falls Count Anywhere match, and we bring weapons into it, it's amazing. I never in my life thought I would have that opportunity. So to be able to have that is great.
I have to ask you your cat's name, who is trying to get in on this.
Yeah, I know. He's being very loving right now, and then he just ditched. So his name's Sly, Sylvester.
Oh, very nice. I've done two interviews today. This is the second cat run-in. So, you know, it happens.
He's been in all of my interviews so far. Just he's like, he hangs around me 24/7, and then before we started, he just wanted all the attention in the world. So he just wanted to sit on my lap.
You finished up things with Trish. You turned on her. I guess she had it coming at Payback.
It was rightful. Rightfully so.
Yes, it was rightfully so. But during that time where you were paired with Trish, like, what was the biggest piece of advice she gave you?
Finding your why for what you're doing in storylines. Why are you doing what you're doing? And why are you reacting a certain way? And why are you even wrestling right now, you know? So finding your why is one of the biggest things. And if we take storyline out of it, I actually still I'm still in contact with Trish, to where I sit there and ask her questions, and she's very quick to answer back and help me out. And there's plenty of times when it will be a phone call where we sit down and we just talk about what's going on, as far as what should I change and what should I do. So she's still incredibly helpful.
A why that I have for you is, why are you doing so many ladder matches? You have been in, I believe, 3 or 4 ladder matches, you always seem to find yourself in there. Do you know why you're in so many ladder matches?
I do not. I'm going to have to ask Hunter that. I think he has something with me in ladder matches for some reason. I don't know why. That one is just the powers that be.
Are you having fun in the ladder matches? Like, what do you go into?
I love them. Yeah, I do love ladder matches. They're a lot of fun, and you can do a lot of crazy spots. And every time that I'm in one, I feel like I need to do some sort of crazy thing and make a memorable moment out of it.
Any spot that you have pitched that you haven't gotten to yet, or any idea?
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I don't want you to spoil anything, but something that you might have in the back of your mind that you might want to pull off in a ladder match in the future, because they got them every year with Money in the Bank.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. No, like so far, the ideas that I've pitched worked out to where we were able to find the right spot in the match to where we were able to do it. So no, but I always try and think of a new crazy spot for each new ladder match. This last one wasn't even my idea. That one was Zelina's idea with the code red and off the ladder into the ladder. So got to give her props for that one.
Oh, very nice. You were also involved in a new type of match last year, the Iron Survivor Challenge.
Yep.
They're bringing that back
Deadline.
This year. Yeah, they're bringing that back this year with Deadline. Any advice to the competitors that are in this match? And how did you feel about the match being as the first time it was ever done?
That match is a lot of fun, especially like I like being in the ring the entire time, and I was one of the first ones out there. So being able to stay through all of the women were actually it's a blast. If you're in there for the first time, and you got to work on your cardio, because it will test you to your limits. It's a crazy match, and there's a lot going on, and you have to try and keep your eye on the ball and get as many pins as you possibly can.
Io Shirai is the champion on the other brand over there. You've got Io Sky. You have a long history. You have a long history with her. If she came to you, I know you're already working Survivor Series, but she came to you and was like, "Hey, damage control, won't you come over here?" Well, what are your thoughts on that?
I like what I'm doing right now on Raw. I would have to respectfully turn down. And let's face it, back in NXT, she didn't really like me very much. So what would change now? You know?
True. She seems like a different person. Did you ever try the sushi and like the sushi? Did you ever come around on the sushi?
Okay, I do love sushi. that little script. I don't like octopus, but in general, I am an actual fan of sushi. My husband and I, we get sushi like once a week. So I am a big fan of it.
I know some of your food takes. I know you're a pineapple on pizza person.
I am, yes.
I do some research. I know you're pineapple on pizza person. Any other, I don't think pineapple on pizza is that odd, but any other food takes that other people might find odd?
Have you ever had a burger with over easy egg on it?
Yes. Oh, that's the breakfast burger. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah,
that's really good.
You do egg on there, even throw some bacon on there. We did breakfast tacos yesterday, pancakes that are like tacos.
Oh.
And then breakfast food, eggs, bacon, some hash brown.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds really good.
Got a nice breakfast place up here. If you're ever in Ohio, I'll tell you where to go.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just stop there. And we start to wrap up here, Zoe. Again, WWE Survivor Series this Saturday in Chicago, Allstate Arena. You're taking on Rhea Ripley. What can fans expect from this match? You know, Rhea Ripley's been a dominant champion. What can fans expect from this?
A very hard-hitting match. We both hit hard, and we're both very brutal when it comes to our in-ring skills. So expect a very hard-hitting match.
Any last one here? Any Thanksgiving plans? What's going on in the Stark household for Thanksgiving?
So we're heading to Salt Lake City to be with family for a couple of days, and then let's see, land in Salt Lake around Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and fly out Friday. So quick little trip, but get to spend the holiday with my parents.
What's on the menu? Some people are against turkey on Thanksgiving. They go heavy on the sides. So what's on the menu?
Yeah, some turkey, mashed potatoes. I'm a big the sweet potato dish. Those are my three go-tos. I really don't do the vegetables during Thanksgiving. Probably some cranberries.
There we go.
And lots of pie, for sure.
What's the favorite pie?
Oh man, if there's anything with lemon on it, I'm a huge lemon fan, so I'll go after that. Or you got to go for the classic pumpkin pie.
I was saying, are you a pumpkin spice? That's always this time of year. Are you everything pumpkin spice?
Not everything, but I like a little bit of it, you know.
Zoe, thank you so much for joining us. Let everybody know where they can find you at on social media or anywhere else.
Instagram and Twitter at Zoe Stark WWE.
There you go. Zoe Stark WWE on X, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Guys,
forgot all about that.
As again,
tell me how much I actually go on social media. Sorry.
it is what it is, the social media.
Yep.
As again, WWE Survivor Series this Saturday, November 25th, live on Peacock. Everyone can check that out. They can watch Zoe Stark take on Rhea Ripley for the WWE Women's World Championship. Zoe, thank you again for joining us here on Fightful. And guys, we will talk to y'all later on.
You've heard me talk about a lot of things that NordVPN.com/Fightful has, and I'm about to tell you almost everything it has. Listen to your favorites abroad. If you're traveling and you want to listen to your favorite shows, they got you covered. Fastest VPN in the world. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals. So that way your IP address is changed. You can safely listen to podcasts, stream shows, simply browse in complete privacy. You can protect yourself on that public Wi-Fi no matter where it is. You can secure every device you own on every operating system you own. They also have the ability to get a NordPass password manager. Maybe it's a little more difficult for you to remember those passwords. They got you covered. They also got the file encryption tool. That way there's an extra layer of security between you and your content. Threat protection, you're safe from disruptions with their kill switch, 24/7 tech support, fastest VPN on the planet, reliable encryption, a 30-day money-back guarantee. You will end up saving money when you subscribe to NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.